with item 775.
Authorize 11 subrecipient contracts totaling $4,190,763 for services in support of providing affordable housing.
So, colleagues, this time my talking points will in fact match the ordinance that we are discussing. The Portland Housing Bureau uses city and federal funding sources to provide a variety of services through subcontracts with nonprofit agencies every budget year. The contracts authorized by this ordinance will be funded from the PHB adopted budget passed on May 16, 2018. These sub-recipient contracts will provide the following types of services to low and moderate income residents of the City of Portland: home buyer education and counseling, foreclosure prevention counseling, home repair, including emergency home repair, accessibility upgrades and energy efficiency improvements, healthy home classes, home retention strategies, legal aid services for low-income renters to keep them in their housing situation, renter education, outreach, and advocacy, again for the same purposes, relocation for households experiencing environmental hazards. With us today is the Housing Program Coordinator, Dana Ingram, but we also have the Interim Housing Director, Shannon Callahan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Council, we are both just here to answer any questions you may have regarding these subcontracts.
Colleagues, any further questions? Very good. This do we have any public testimony, Carla, on these items?
I think yes, one person, John Hollister.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is John Hollister, and I know it's been a long day for all of you. I am just in favor of everything that supports all of the aspects of affordable housing and for being able to help people get off the streets. And I'm just going to make my one comment about some of the unfortunate press that all of you receive so much in your job, and I cannot imagine having a job where 60% of the constituencies hate you, and that still means it's a landslide because 60% like you. I can't imagine having that situation. So I am so impressed, and and especially Dan, you for being so long in this position to be able to put up with that for so long and be able to hang in there. Thank you so much for your service. And Ted, you really distressed me in your article. Even the thought that you're not going to go for re-election, that's unacceptable to me. And I will fight you on that one to the end. I really think that the city needs you, and I think you are a great fit. These attacks on you in the newspaper, when somebody attacks you on something you said in a newspaper article, and that's the basis of their attack, give me a break. And to be able to turn something around and say that you don't support the police because you said 52% of the arrests are, that's a problem, that they're homeless. It is a problem. But that for them to immediately assume that you were throwing them under the bus is absolutely, in my mind, ridiculous. And I honor you so much to be able to stand there and continue to do that. And so I challenge anyone to say that, let's just say that's enough. That's all I got.
Thank you. And just so people are aware, I wasn't making any announcements about running or not running, and I appreciate your very gracious comments. I'll just take the blame for not being very precise in how and what I say things sometime. I've been mayor for a grand total of 18 months, and it is premature for people to ask me if I am running for re-election. There is no reason for them to assume I am not. But this is a decision that I will make with my family and others when the time is right. And the time is not right for, in my opinion, at least a year.
Yeah.
And probably longer. And so I really just didn't spit it out very eloquently.
Yeah. Well, I want to be able to do whatever I can in the next year to make sure you have some more fun, because that seems to be lacking.
Yeah, and that's another thing. The reporter got it exactly right. He quoted me exactly right.
Yeah.
The question kind of was, I don't remember the exact question, but it was some iteration of how are you doing? And I said, well, I wouldn't necessarily say with a straight face I'm having fun. The job's not fun, but it is meaningful.
Yes.
And for me, the whole point is the meaningful part is what makes it worthwhile, not that I'm here to be entertained there's other things I can do for fun in my spare time. But then when you attach it to a headline that, Ted Wheeler says job isn't fun, wah, 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 or whatever sort of the implicating claims vast success. When I've only been here 18 months in my first term, I really lost the narrative on that, and it just I have nobody to blame but myself. I need to be very clear and very precise and very to the point in what I say.
Well,
I appreciate your graciousness.
Yes, and the last thing in your article, when you said that anyone that expects me to be able to solve homelessness, they're going to be sorely disappointed, because Ted Wheeler by himself cannot solve homelessness. And I think that there are so many people that I talk to that are so willing to throw barbs, and yet when I ask them, what are you willing to do to help, ends the conversation pretty quickly.
Yeah, so we can make good progress.
We can make great progress.
The spirit of collaboration and action that you have brought to this chamber repeatedly is exactly what we need. I mean, first of all, we can build civic pride. We can build on that civic pride. We can bring the private sector and government, the nonprofit and philanthropic sectors, the faith sectors together, and we're doing that.
Absolutely.
And we're executing on strategies that I know over the long term will show good results. Can we do more? Sure. And your call to action is exactly the right one. We've talked about the problem. Now it's really, we've identified the problem. Now let's talk about the solution and what everybody can do to help solve it. And that's where I am.
Yeah, and I believe in this current state that you guys can't do more unless we're willing to do more. If we do more, then you can do more. But I personally need to step up, and I plan on recruiting others to do the same.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's an all hands on deck situation for sure. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
All right. So this then we will also continue the emergency ordinance to next Wednesday, July 25th, regular agenda. 7